I'm very happy to be here this morning.
我今天早上来到这里，非常的高兴。
And I thank Pastor Bin for inviting me to be with you today.
我也感谢王敏牧师邀请我来跟你们在一起。
My names are Pastor Severin.
我的名字叫 Pastor Severin.
Severin.
The other name is very long. The other name is Zobo Nangi. I don't know the Chinese name whether they are very long or short.
我不知道中国的名字是比较长还是比较短的。
Mine is very long. The other name is very long. It's Zobo Nangi Lan.You cannot do it.
我的名字很长哦，那有一部分叫做 Soba Lang Rina. Okay, I try my best.
Yes, actually, originally I come from Africa.
那我原来我是从非洲过来的。
Central Africa.
啊，中非。
In a country called Burundi.
啊，一个国家叫 Burundi。
Yeah, Burundi is very close to Congo, Rwanda. Yeah.Neighboring countries. And I'm married. My wife is Valerie, as you see.
我的太太叫 Valerie.
I have 4 children.
我有四个孩子。
3 boys and 1 girl.
三个儿子，一个女儿。
In Africa, we have many children.
在非洲，我们有很多孩子。
And they are grown up.
他们现在都长大了。
The last one is 21 years now.
最小的也有21岁了。
And I have been privileged to have Mrs. Susan and Pastor Bin to be in my house through Mary.
那我也很感恩，就是通过 Mary 呢，就是介绍王敏牧师顺师母来到我的家。
Actually, we came to know one another through Mary.
那我们是通过 Mary 相互认识。
But that's the way God has made the way.
啊，这就是神为我们预备的道路。
So I really thank the Lord because in Christ we are one.
那我们很感谢神，因为在基督里我们是合一的。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
The Bible says when we are in Christ Jesus.
圣经上说，如果我们在基督里。
We become new creation.
我们就是新造的人。
All the other things are gone.
旧事已过。
We are the people of God.
我们是神的孩子。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的孩子。
No Chinese.
不是中国人。
No Burundian.
不是不。
No American.
也不是美国人。
All of us become children of God.
我们全部都成为了神的儿女。
And our final destination will be one place, heaven.
那我们最后的地方呢，就是天堂，我们的家。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
The people who did not accept Jesus in their lives.
那些没有接受耶稣基督的人呢？
They are also one people.
他们也是一群人。
And their final destination is also the same.
那他们最后的目的地呢，也是一样的。
So all the children of God have the final destination, heaven.
那所有神的孩子呢，最后的一个目的地就是天堂。
When we were praising the Lord.
我们感谢神的时候。
I felt we have the same spirit.
我感觉我们都有一个同样的灵。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So I don't know the time that I have.
我不知道我有多长时间。
But without taking too long.
但是我不会花太久。
So I would like to, as you know, today is an important day in the Christian history.
那今天呢是基督徒的一个非常重要的日子。
It's the Pentecost day.
就五旬节。
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Take your time.Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a Pentecost day.
今天是五旬节。
When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples.
那当圣灵呢降临在使徒身上。
He came on earth.
他来到世上。
And that's what we are remembering in the history of the church.
那我们就是在教会的这个历史上呢，我们是这样纪念。
Well, actually, let me tell you, we have a church in Surrey, not very far from here.
我们有 a church.
We have a church.
Church. Okay, 我们在Surrey 附近的有一个教会。
Yeah, 13062. Mary knows.
162.
Have you been there?
Not yet.
162.
Okay, so they send their greetings to you all.
哦，他们也同样的给你们祝福。
And without taking too long.
啊，我不花太多时间。
We just want to talk about the Pentecost day.
那我们就想讲讲五旬节。
Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
那我们翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
Verse 6 to 8.
第六节到第八节。It's okay. 现场发挥。
Acts chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8.
使徒行传第一章六到八节。
The coming of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵来的时候。
So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?
那个使徒就问耶稣说，你的时候到了吗？你要恢复你国王国王的时候到了吗？
He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times.And they are not for you to know.
不是你们所知道的。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be witnesses, telling people about me everywhere.
那你也会到处呢，就为我来做见证。
In Jerusalem, throughout Judea.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地
，In Samaria and to the ends of the earth，
和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Praise the Lord！
感谢神。
Let me just pray。
让我祷告。
Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, because you are with us. And thank you.
感谢你，感谢你的。
For sending the Holy Spirit to us, O God.
感谢你差派圣灵与我们同在。
I thank you for your children gathered today.
感谢你的儿女在一起聚集。
And I pray for your word. I want you to be with us.
我祷告，求你与我们同在。
Let the presence of the Holy Spirit be with us.
让圣灵与我们同在。
Speak to your people.
对你的儿女来说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
I want to see whether you are together.
我想看一下你们有没有听见我说话。
I am a teacher. Normally, I teach school in a school.
那我是一个老师呢，我在一个学校在教书。
So I want the attention of students.
但我也希望有得到孩子们的 孩子们的那个注意力。那这样，作为老师他就是这样，还知道。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，感谢神。
So here we are remembering about the day of Pentecost.
那我们今天呢，来纪念这个五旬节。
If you listen here,
如果你好好听的话。
The disciples ask a question to Jesus.
那使徒呢，问了一个问题。
They asked him.
他们问他
Is this time the time you want to restore Israel and our kingdom?
他问他哦，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？
Because they were under the Roman Empire domination.
因为当时他们是在罗马帝国的控制下。
But if you check very well,
但是如果你看好好看的话
，Jesus did not answer to their question.
但是耶稣并没有回答他的问题。
He gave a totally different answer.
他给了一个不一样的回答。
He said,
他说
It's not for you to know the times.
不是这个日子不是你所能知道的。
That belongs to God.
这是神所定的日子。
And he gave another answer.
然后他又给了另外一个回答。
He said, you will receive the power.
他说你会。
Now he's speaking about another issue, the Holy Spirit.
他讲了另外一个问题，就讲到圣灵。你会从圣灵那得到能力。当圣灵降临在你身上的时候，你就会成为我的见证。在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So he's giving a different answer.
他就给了一个不同的答案。
I've been thinking myself, why?
我就问我自己，哎，为什么呢
？Because these people had.I wish a concern in them.
那因为这些人呢，他心里边有一个问题。
They had a need.
他觉得他们需要。
They said, "Are you coming to restore Israel?"
他就问你现在来要复国吗
？And to free us?
来使我们得自由吗
？They were longing for freedom.
他们就非常想得到自由。
To get rid of the Roman Empire domination.
哦，就想逃离这个罗马帝国的管制。
That was their need.
那是他们的需要。
But Jesus saw another urgent need.
但是呢，耶稣却看到一个不同的需要。
He said,
他说
No, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
他说不会的，你会得到圣灵。
Can you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你会得到从圣灵上得到能力。
So I realized that sometimes,
所以我感觉有的时候呢
we have what we call felt need.
我们会有觉得我们需要的需要。感觉上的需要
those needs of houses
啊，房屋的需要
good cars
好的车的需要
these material things
这些就是物质上的需要
but when God sees what we need most.
但是神却看到我们最终需要的是什么？
He sees different things.
他看到不一样的东西。
So we have what we call felt needs.
我们会有一些就我们感觉到觉得需要。还有一个真正的需要。
There are real needs that we need immediately.
那我们有真正的需要，我们是马上就要得到的。
That is exactly what Jesus was addressing here.
那这就是耶稣在这里所提到的。
Jesus saw that they needed too much, very much the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣看到他们非常非常需要圣灵。
Before needing the freedom from the domination of the Romans.
就是希望逃离罗马帝国的管制。为什么呢？
Because Jesus saw ahead of them.
因为耶稣看到了他们更远的事情。
He saw that these people need power.
他们看到了这些人需要圣灵能力。
Because they were going to face a spiritual warfare which is very, very dangerous.
因为他们将要面临了这个属灵的征战呢，是非常非常危险的。
They could not see it.
他们看不见。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
They were not able to see.
他们没办法看见。
Ahead.
没办法更远的事情。
The warfare, the spiritual warfare.
就是这个灵里的这个
征战。Which was waiting for them.
那些在等着他们的征战。
Remember when the enemies of Christ came and captured him.
你想到那个当时这个灵的仇敌来抓他的时候
，They all ran away.
他们就跑了。
Peter denied Jesus Christ.
彼得呢也三次不认主。
And the warfare continued.
那这个征战的继续的。
That's why Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣才会引出来这个圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力在我们的里面。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So, in the same way,
同样的
we need to prioritize our needs.
我们需要就是重新的给我们的需要重新排列。重新排列你的需要。
You need the Holy Spirit very much.
你非常需要圣灵的能力。
More than you need houses.
比你就是对于房屋的需要更多。
More than you need anything else.
比其他你所需要的东西需要的更多。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember that Peter.
你记得那个彼得。
When he didn't have this power.
当他没有这样能力的时候。
He denied Christ.
他就否认了耶稣。
Jesus told him, you will deny me three times.
耶稣说你会三次的否认我。
And when the enemies came.
当这个仇敌来的时候。
They said you were with Jesus Christ.
他说：“哦，你是跟耶稣一起的。
”No, I don't even know that.
他说：“哦，我不根本不认识他。
”Because he was weak spiritually.
因为他的灵里是软弱的。
And he would even cry, wept.
他也哭了。
Because he wanted to follow Christ.
他想要跟随耶稣。
But he was not able because of the power that he didn't have.
可是呢，因为他没有能力，所以他没有办法做到。
But remember, when the Holy Spirit comes now.
但是你要知道，圣灵已经来了。
Let's go to.The book of Acts, chapter 2.
那我们来到第四章，第二章，使徒行传第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节，第一节到第四节。
Let me read, and you will see what happened when the Holy Spirit comes now.
那你就看到当圣灵来以后发生了什么事情。
And everyone present was filled. No, let me start with verse 1.
那从第一节开始，《使徒行传》第二章第一节开始。
On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filledwith the Holy Spirit, and began speaking in other language as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed.These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Persian, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia,
Ethiopia and Pontus, the provinces of Asia. Then let me jump to 14. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy." You can just read verse 1 to 4.
那这里讲到五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处，忽然天上有响声下来，好像大风吹过，充满他们所住的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落到他们头上，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when the Holy Spirit come,
当圣灵来的时候，
things change.
那都事情就会改变。
The weak Peter who wasDenying Christ,
那这个软弱的彼得呢？他是
received the power of the Holy Spirit.
他就领受了圣灵的能力。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them,
当圣灵降临到他们的身上的时候，
they started speaking in tongues.
他们突然就讲起别国的话来。
And all the people were amazed. They said,
那所有人都说：“哎，
what's going on here?
发生什么事情了？”
Because they had their languages being spoken by those people.
因为呢，他们就讲起就是其他国家的。
They were surprised. They said they are drunk.
他们就说：“哦，这些人肯定是喝醉了。”
And Peter,led by the Holy Spirit,
那彼得呢？就是靠着圣灵呢，
stood up,
站起来。
Without any fear now,
没有惧怕，这次没有惧怕了。哈利路亚，感谢神。哈利路亚。
Started saying,
他还不一样。
Listen, people of Jerusalem,
他们这些人都在耶路撒冷。
These people are not drunk, as you think.
他说：“哦，这些人不是喝醉了。
Because this is only 9 o'clock in the morning.
现在只有早上九点。
They cannot be drunk this morning.
他们不可能早上九点就喝
醉呀。This is the promise of God.
但是这是圣灵的应许。
The Holy Spirit is coming to us.
那圣灵已经临到我们身上。
Jesus promised the Holy Spirit.
那是耶稣呢，已经夸。
The one you crucified.
耶稣就被你钉在十字架的耶稣。
Imagine he was talking to the Pharisees.
他在跟法利赛人在讲。
Who crucified Christ?
法利赛人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Not afraid.
没有惧怕。
Like the other time when he didn't have power.
那不像他之前呢，他没有能力的时候。
So he became empowered.
他就变成有能力。
To speak without any fear.
让能够以没有害怕的来讲话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, "The one you crucified yourself."
他说这个被你钉死的耶稣呢。
Until all the crowd was convinced.
那直到他讲完，直到所有的人
，And they said, "What can we do now?"
所有人相信，他们就说：“哦，我们该做什么呢？”
Repent,
他说：“你要悔改。”
Because the promise is yours.
因为这个应许是你的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The promise is yours.
这个应许是属于你们的。
You will receive the power.
你们要领受能力。
Because Joel said it.
因为那个约珥书已经说了。
Not only you, but even your children.
不仅是你，甚至还有你的孩子。
So he was not afraid.
他不再惧怕。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
They received the power.
他们就领受了圣灵的能力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And remember, the warfare continued.
你要知道呢，这个属灵征战继续。
These disciples died a terrible death.
那这些的使徒呢，都很多人都死得很惨。因为他们不停的就是被
they were captured,
他们被抓起来。
Some of them were thrown to the lions.
那有些人就扔到狮子坑。
Others were put in fire.
有些人就是被火烧。
Imagine the death they died.
那就想想看他们领受的那种死。
They were worshiping the Lord.
可是他们还是在敬拜神，感谢神。
They didn't care about the threats.
他并没有被这些威胁到
because they were filled with the power from heaven.
因为他们呢被圣灵所充满
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, as a Christian,
所以呢作为一个基督徒呢
you need the power of heaven.
我们需要天堂的能力
If you really belong to Christ,
因为我们是属于耶稣基督的
we will see that
right now.
那我们在这里看到。
We want to see the works of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们要看到圣灵呢在我们里面的运作。感谢神。
Number one.
第一呢。
When we have the power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们有圣灵的能力。
We are transformed.
我们就会改变更新。
In a new creation.
我们就是一个新造的人。
Because to become a Christian.
因为呢成为一个基督徒呢。
It's not just to belong to a religion.
不仅仅是只是属于一个宗教。
Some people think that when they belong to a church.
他们觉得有些人觉得我们属于一个教会哦， oh, 我们就是一个基督徒、
no、
不是这样子
to become a Christian,
成为一个基督徒呢
you need to have a personal encounter with Christ,
你必须有一个跟主的亲身的遇见
you repent of your sin,
你为你的罪来悔改
because all the people are sinners,
因为所有人呢都是罪人
from Adam,
从亚当
We are born sinners.
我们生下来就是
罪人了。Because when he sinned against God and Eve,
那因为当时的亚当跟夏娃犯罪的时候
he brought a curse to the whole creation.
他就把所有全人类的就带到一个咒诅上面。
All the descendants of Adam are sinners.
所有亚当的后裔呢都是罪人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,For you to be a child of God,
那成为神的儿女呢
you need to be born again.
你需要重生。
Are you following me?
Yes. 你听到了吗
You need to be born again.
你必须要重生。
It's a revelation, actually.
其实这是一个啊。
Jesus reveals himself to you.
这个 revelation 是。这个启示是给你的。
You realize that you are a sinner.
你会突然发现，哦，我是个罪人。
Because many people don't know that they are sinners.
因为很多人都不知道他们是罪人。
No. You know?
他说，哦，不是，不是的。
I don't offend anyone.
啊，我也不得罪人。
I'm good.
我很好。
I'm not a sinner. How can you accuse me of being a sinner?
我不是罪人，你怎么能说我是罪人呢
？But from our nature,
但是从我们的天生
天
性呢，我们就是一个罪人。
Are you following me?
你听见我说的吗
？You don't teach a child to insult other children.
你不会教你的孩子呢，就是去惹怒别人。
Or to be angry when you delay to feed him with your breast.
哦、oh, ，那你就是晚了跟他喂奶。
So、it's in our nature.
他就会生气，因为这个就是我们。
We are sinners by nature.
所以呢，我们天生呢就是。
And we cannot go to heaven with that nature.
我们没有办法，因为。
That's why Jesus came and died.
所以耶稣来为我们死。
So that he can defeat sin.
所以呢，他可以战胜这个罪。
And release people.
能够释放大家。
From the chains of the devil.
从那个仇敌的那个铁链中。
So when we realize that we are sinners,
当我们知道我们是罪人的时候
we come to the knowledge that Jesus died for us.
那我们就知道耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上。
He paid our price on the cross.
他已经为我们付上一切的代
价。We come to him.
那我们来到他的面前。
And said Jesus.
我们就说耶稣。
Here I am as a sinner.
我在这里，我是一个罪人。
I need your forgiveness.
我需要你的饶恕。
I want to change.
我要改变。
You repent of your sinners.
你为你的罪。
Christ come in your heart.
耶稣来到。
He transforms you.
他就会更新改变你。
You become a new creation.
你成为新造的人。
You receive the power to defeat sin.
你就有能力能够胜过罪。
You are no longer living in this in sinning as you have been doing.
那你就不会继续的为你像以前一样犯罪。
Because Jesus transforms you.
因为耶稣能够更新。
I remember when I received Jesus Christ.
我记得我刚认识耶稣的时候。
I was a big smoker of cigarettes.
啊，那我当时抽很多的烟。
I was drinking a lot of alcohol.
那我喝很多的酒。
But Jesus came and transformed me.
但是耶稣来了就来改变了我。Hallelujah.
He transformed me.
他改变了，更新了我。
I didn't feel again to smoke.
我不再想要抽烟。
Not going to alcohol.
也不想喝酒。
He came and lived with me.
他就来住在我的里面。
He gave me a life of happiness.
他就给我这个。幸福的生命
Joy,
啊，喜乐。
He started speaking to me within my heart.
他开始就对我的心来说话。
So, when you are born again,
当我们重生
it's not a story that people tell you.
不是别人跟你讲的那些故事。
It's a life that you live, an experience that you have with Jesus Christ personally.
而是你一个亲自的能够感受神与你同在的一个生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those are the children of God going to heaven.
那这些呢，才是去天堂的那些神的儿女。
They are transformed.
他们是被更新的。
By the cross of Jesus Christ,
把耶稣基督的十字架
they become new creation.
他成为新造的人
All the old things are gone.
旧事已过
They are no longer living in sin.
不再活在罪中
If you continue living in sin,
如果你还持续地活在罪中
don't pretend that you are a child of God.
不要自认为你是神的儿女，你必须要改变。
Have a new life.
要有个新的生命。
A life in Christ.
耶稣基督里的生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Secondly.
第二。
Jesus said, "I will give you the power of the Holy Spirit."
耶稣说我要给圣灵的能力在你身上。
To make you witnesses of me.
成为见证人。
When you are born again,
当你重生的时候
the second step is to receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
第二点呢，就是要接受神的能力
to strengthen you,
来将
so that you witness to others about Christ.
那你成为呢众人的为耶稣的见证。
In what you say,
在你话语当中
and what you do,
跟你的行动当中
testimony is not just words.
因为见证呢不仅仅是话语
it's words and acts.
是话语还有行为
words and deeds
是你的 话语还有你的行为
so, number one the number one work of the Holy Spirit in us
那第一呢就是圣灵在我们里面
He will give you the power
给你能力
He will transform you
会更新改变
He will make you witnesses of Christ everywhere
他会就是在你的任何一块都
When I met Mary
当我认识 Mary 的时候
For the first time
She
was witnessing to people where she was working.
哦，那她就是她在身边的人呢，她都讲，她是见证。
This is not easy in Canada.
啊，我就是想说，哎呀，在加拿大这个不容易。
I'm a teacher by profession.
那我自己是个老师。
I don't have the right to speak to my students about Christ.
那呢，我没有这个权利跟我的学生
Even though I'd like them to know Christ.
说讲耶稣的事，虽然我想让他告诉他们知道，可是呢，我不行。
When you have the power of the Holy Spirit,
那当你有圣灵能力的时候呢
？You look for ways.
那你就开始寻找方法。
So teach us that work together.
啊，然后方法方法呢
？When we are in a break,
那 break.
When we are in a break.
哦，那我们休息的时候。
I try to look for ways to talk to them about Christ.
那我就想跟他们讲关于耶稣的事
情。People who totally don't know about God.
那他们。根本就不认识神。
But because of the Holy Spirit,
那因为圣灵呢
？He doesn't allow me just to sit there.
那圣灵不允许我只是坐在那里。
I look for ways.
那我就开始寻找。
I start with a topic.
那我会开始一个
They know that I'm a pastor.
他们知道我是一个牧师。
And they ask me questions.
他们就问我问题。
And then I speak about Christ.
那我就开始讲耶稣。
When you have Jesus Christ in you,
当你有耶稣基督在你里面的时候
，You have the power to testify about Christ.
啊，你就有这个能力为耶稣基督做见证。
But first of all.Indeed, what you do?
那第一呢，就是看到你的行为。
Don't speak about Christ.
不要只是口中说。
When you live a different life of what Christ expects from you.
那你当你行了就活下来的生活是跟耶稣相反的时候，你必须先更新。Daniel, please.
Then you speak about Christ.
那你就开始可以讲关于。
Praise the Lord. Work number two.
那第二呢
？The Holy Spirit is a seal.
Seal. 哦，那圣灵呢，就好像一个印记一样。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is a seal.
圣灵是一个印记。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
那我读以弗所书第一章，十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 14.
以弗所第一章十四节。
It says, the Spirit is God's guarantee that will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Let me start with 13.
13.
And now, you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you.And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago.
你们 13 呀，你们既听见了神真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他荣耀得着称赞。
Are you following me?
听到我说的吗
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵呢
？Is a seal.
是一个印记。
Like a stamp.
就像一个那个暗的印章一样。
When you receive Jesus Christ.
那当你领受耶稣基督的时候
He acknowledged that you are his child.
那他就承认你是他的儿女。
And when he acknowledges that you are his child,
那当他承认你是他的子女的时候呢?
He put a seal on you.
哦，他就在你身上按一个章。
You know, when you write a letter,
当你写一个信的时候,
for the people to know that that's your letter,
那如果别人知道这是你所写的呢?
You put a seal.
啊，那你就可以在上面按一个章。
Are you following?
你听到我说的吗?
So, when you receive Christ,
那当你领受基督的时候,
and Christ identified with you that you are really his child,
那耶稣呢,知道了,认证你就是他的孩子,
he will give you the Holy Spirit.
哦,他就给你圣灵。
And that is a sign that you belong to him.
啊,这就是一个印记,就是说,哎,你是神的儿女。
Are you following?
你听见我说的吗?
So you need to ask God.
你需要问神。
Tell him,
告诉他,
if you really acknowledge me as your child,
如果呢, 你真的认我为你的儿女,
I need a seal
我需要一个印记,
that shows me that you accept me.
那证明呢,
you need to pray
你需要祷告,
and ask God because it's a promise for you.
你要祷告,
the Holy Spirit is a promise to everyone.
圣灵是给每个人的应许,
who will repent and accept Christ.
那些就是承认耶稣,
God will give you a seal.
神就会给你一个印记,
I have to ask God.
那我必须要问神,
am I your child?
哦,我是神的你的孩子吗?
You need to show it to me.
你要证明给我看,
give me your Holy Spirit.
把你圣灵给我。
Many people live in churches,
那很多人在教会生活,
they don't have the Holy Spirit. They come and sing,
他们来就唱,
they worship the Lord,
他们敬拜神,
but you need to know that God acknowledges or accept that you are his child.
但是你要知道神到底有没有认你为他的儿女啊?
And that will be done through the Holy Spirit that he will give you.
那这就是通过圣灵给你的印记来证明的。
Number two,
第二点,
the Holy Spirit is a deposit guarantee.
那第二点呢，就是神一个，就是好像一个被赎的一个。
那我们读到以弗所书第一章的第十四节。 It says, we have already read, the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him.
那这里讲到呢，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me, please.
听我说。
A deposit guarantee.
那一个就是一个好像一个。
is something that Jews used when they are purchasing, for example, a land.
那就好像呢，犹太人啊去买一块土地。
They go and say, "This is I like it. I want to buy it."
啊，我喜欢，哎，我想要买这块地。
But I don't give you the whole amount.
那我先不给你所有的钱。
But I want to give you a portion.
啊，我给你先给一部分。
If, for example, it's for $1 million.
那比方说100万。
He said, I will give you 100,000.
那我就给你10万。
We sign the papers.
啊，我们签字。
That belongs to me.
那这个地是给我的。
And later I will give you the rest.
那之后呢，我会把剩下的钱再给回你。
So the land belongs already to you.
那这个土地呢，就是属于你的了。
And you have given a deposit guarantee.
那你就已经给了一个像
that you will pay the whole amount after.
那你给之后的钱呢，你再
that's exactly what the Holy Spirit means.
其实这里的圣灵就是同样的意思。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God has called us,
那当神呼召了我们,
he promised us heaven.
他就为我们应许了天堂。 就是我们的,
but he has given us a deposit guarantee.
但是呢，他先给我们一个凭据。
The Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，你要领受圣灵。
And I will give you the rest later.
那之后呢，我会把剩下的再给你。
We have a deposit guarantee in us.
那我们在我们里面呢有一个凭据。
A deposit guarantee that God will give us our inheritance.
那神呢将会把应许的东西给我们。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
Do you have a deposit guarantee?
你有没有一个凭据在你里面呢?
Has God promised you an inheritance?
谁有没有应许你一个凭据呢?
He needs to give you a deposit guarantee.
他必须要先给你一个凭据。
Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
And that is for you.
那圣灵就是给你的。
Why are you there without the Holy Spirit?
那为什么你在这里还没有圣灵呢?
You need to have the deposit guarantee.
你必须要有这个凭据。
It assures me that
I have an inheritance in heaven. It's a portion of heaven within us. When we have that portion, we have the joy of heaven.
When we
kneel down and pray,
in
the Holy Spirit,
圣灵,
we are moved spiritually, we are like,
那我们就在灵里边，就好像在天堂一样，就是天堂的喜乐。哈利路亚！哈利路亚！That's the life of a true Christian. 这是真正的基督徒的生活。
Don't just belong to a denomination.
不要只是的啊，天主教。It's
supposed to belong to a denomination. I have a denomination.
不要只是在一个教会。
But we are telling people to make a personal relationship with God.
但是呢，我们是要在为那。Not
with only the pastor.
一个亲自的一个连接。
God has to acknowledge that you are His child.
我们要凭据，要知道我们是神的孩子。
That He will give you heaven.
神要给我们天。
And that is translated through giving you the Holy Spirit in you. It's a deposit guarantee.
那这就是我们要有一个凭据，就是。
I know that one day I will go to heaven and have my inheritance.
那我知道有一天我会回到天堂。Because
of the Holy Spirit that God has given me.
因为圣灵已经在我里面给我凭据。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Do you have the deposit guarantee in you?
你有没有这个凭据在你里面呢？
It is for you.
这是给你的。
Peter said it's for you and for your children.
这给你，而且是给你的儿女。
And the people who will be born very late.
还有就是之后出生的那些人。
So the Holy Spirit is for us.
那圣灵是给我们的。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Number four. Number three.
He's a counselor.
那第三呢, the Holy Spirit is a counselor.
他就一个劝,
and an advocate.
Advocate.
A counselor. And let's go to John 14. John 14, 26. Very quickly.
Oh my God. 我们先去, 马太，不是，约翰福音。
John 14:26. 26节。26 it says. 那26节这里说。
约翰14章。
But when the Father sent the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you.
那这里讲到保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Do you know the work of an advocate?
你知道这个保惠师的作用吗？
The Bible is telling us that the Holy Spirit is an advocate, our advocate.
那这里讲到呢，这个圣灵是我们的保惠师。
The advocate is used in the court setting.
那这个保惠师通常就是在一个法庭的一个环境里。
In the Jews' context there.
那以前呢，就是犹太的背景呢。
When you are accused.
那当你被告。
You are sitting like here.
那好像你坐在这里。
I'm sitting here.
啊，我坐在这里。
In front of the judges.
那坐在就是审判官面前。
And the judges are bombarding questions to me.
那这个他们就会问问题。
Accusing me.
就是来。
Accusing me.
来就是怀疑我。
And until I don't have anything to say.
直到我没有办法说任何话。
Helpless.
没有办法了。
Continue accusing me.
继续的来就质问我。
In the audience.
那还有就是观众。
There were lawyers in the audience listening.
那有就是律师呢，听我们讲的。
And when one lawyer sees that I'm really defenseless,
那当一个律师看到我真的没有办法的时候，
about to be condemned,
很快就要被定罪的时候，
one lawyer came up from the audience.
那有一个律师就从后面走出来。
He came and sat with me.
那他就过来坐在我旁边。
He just came.
他就来坐我旁边。
And he told me. Yeah, please. He came and said, now.
他就说，现在。
I have come for you.
我现在来帮助你辩护。
I want to defend you.
我帮你辩护。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
I want to respond to all questions.
我帮你回答这些问题。
And everything will be well.
told the judges. Now I have come to defend this man. Ask your questions. They throw the first question. And the advocate said, don't speak. The answer is this. The judges say yes.
He
says, second question.
第二个问题,
they ask a question.
他们又问了一个问题,
say, don't worry, I'm there.
那保惠师说,
the answer is this.
这个答案是这样的,
can you send your third question?
那你可以问第三个问题吗?
They ask a question.
他们又问一个问题,
the answer is this.
他就会说,
he responds to all the questions.
他就帮助我回答所有的问题,
until he says,
直到他说,
any other question that you have?
还有没有别的问题啊?
They said no.
他们说没有了,
all the questions are finished.
所有问题都问完了,
your client is innocent.
你的这个客户呢是无辜的,
are you following?
听见我说的吗?
The advocate helped me to be, so they declare me innocent because of my advocate.
那因为我的保惠师呢,
he comes and talk on my behalf. When I'm threatened with a lot of questions. This is the advocate. That is exactly the work of the Holy Spirit in you. When the devil is bombarding you with problems, the world throwing you many problems, the Holy Spirit comes and says, do not be afraid. I'm there for you. I want to respond to all the questions. He's there to respond to all our problems. Jesus said, I will send you another counselor. He will dwell within you and live with you. I tell you, it's really very hard to go in this world without the counselor. It's a very bad world.
With
a lot of problems. But when we have the Holy Spirit,
we
just go above all the problems. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And He responds to all our questions. Hallelujah. Do you have a counselor? Do you have an advocate for you? Or you are full of sorrow? Grumbling all the time. Because you don't have a counselor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a counselor. He is for you. God sent him to help you. In all the trials that we go through. But when we have the Holy Spirit,
we will meet many problems. When we have the Holy Spirit, he will help us.
One day,
有一天,
I was sleeping.
有一天我在睡觉的时候,
and I felt the voice of God asking me to wake up and pray.
我就感觉神的声音呢,
but I was very tired.
但是我很累,
very tired.
非常累,
I tried to lift my head, it was not possible.
我就想起来, 但是起不来,
and I slept.
然后我就睡了,
and I felt someone praying within me.
那我就感觉有人在我里面,
saying,
为我祷告,
Father God. Saying, Father God.
他就说, 哦, 天父啊,
help your servant.
帮助你的仆人,
the Spirit was praying within me.
那圣灵就在我里面为我祷告。那这个圣经上讲的，他为我们来代祷。
Because we don't even know how to pray according to the will of God.
那但我们并没有办法按照神的心意来祷告。
But the Holy Spirit, who knows what God thinks about us?
那当圣灵知道我们,
He intercedes for us.
神为我们的罪，他就为我们祷告，他为我们代祷。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
That's why Jesus was telling these people.
所以呢，神呢就对这些人说，
Don't bother about this Roman domination.
不要担心这个罗马帝国。
But focus on the Holy Spirit.
你专心在圣灵上面。
You need the Holy Spirit very much.
你非常非常需要圣灵。
That's your first priority in your life.
这是你第一个生命中最重要的需要。
Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit.
我需要你的圣灵。
He is our advocate.
他是我的保惠师。
Intercedes for us.
也为我来代祷。
Prays for me.
为我来祷告。
I know that there is someone in heaven praying for me.
我知道在天上有一个人为我祷告。
I'm not afraid when problems come.
但是困难来说,
I know I have a counselor.
我知道我有一个保惠师。
He's with me.
他在我的里面。
He helps me
hard situations.
他帮助我能够面对一切的问题。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he's with me.
因为他在我的里面。
He's with you.
他也在你里面。
We don't have to be afraid.
我们不需要担心。
We don't have to complain.
我们不需要抱怨。
No.
No, 不需要抱怨。
God is with us.
神在我们里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number four.
第四点。
The Holy Spirit is the power. I've already said that he's a leader.
圣灵呢是一个带领我们的人。
He's our teacher.
他是我们的教导师。
I said that he intercedes already for us.
我也刚才讲，他为我们来代祷。
Go to 14, verse 15 to 16.
John.
John, yes.
马太福音14章的第14节。
John 14:15 to 16. 15-16节。Obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he will teach us.
那这一讲到呢，他会来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
那圣灵呢，就像我们的一个老师。
He is also our leader.
他也是一个我们的带领人。
The Bible says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
那圣经上说呢，那些被圣灵所带领的，就是神的儿女。
We don't lead ourselves.
那我们不是自己带领我们自己。
We have our guide, a leader in us.
我们有一个领导的，领导我们的人在我们里面。
What we should do.
他告诉我们我们该做什么。
What we should not do.
我们不该做什么。
He also teach us.
那他也同样的教导我们。
We can teach you.
我们可以教导你。
But when you are taught by men.
但是呢，你被人带领的话。
Sometimes you don't even accept.
那我们甚至我们自己也没办法接受，有时候是非常难。
We don't understand many things.
那我们有很多问题，我们也不能理解。
But when I went, pray.
当我祷告的时候，我问神的时候。
I don't really understand.
我就说，我并不了解这件事情。
My pastor is telling me this.
那我的牧师让我站这个。
These people are saying this.
那我的这些人又说这些。
What do you say?
你说什么呢？
The Holy Spirit will come.
那圣灵就会来。
And teach you.
来教导。
And tell you the truth.
告诉你真理。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
And when you have the truth of God.
当你有神的真理。
Within you.
在你里面。
No discussion.
没有什么理论的。
你甚至可以教导其他人来明白。 Some people don't accept in our place, in our place back Africa.
那我在非洲的地方。
New believer, new convert don't accept sometimes baptism.
那有些新来人他们就不接受受洗。
By immersion.
啊，不是。
Because they are baptized in other churches which baptize there.
哦，他们不接受就是浸水。
They say no, I'm already baptized.
他们就是只是洒水。
I don't want to be baptized again.
他说，我已经受洗，我不需要再受洗了。 那我就说，那你回去祷告。那当他们回家睡觉。
The Holy Spirit comes.
那圣灵就来。
Talk to them.
跟他们说话。
You were baptized before you were born again.
圣灵就对他们说话，你们要必须重生，受洗重生。
That is not true.
这不是真的。
Because baptism is dying and raising with Christ.
因为呢，受洗是代表了神与神同死再重生。
Because when you are baptized,
那当你受洗的时候,
the Bible says that you are dead in your sins and trespasses.
那圣经上说的，你就是在你的罪已经死去。
When you are dead,
当你死去,
they take you and bury you.
那死去神，人家就把你埋起来。
So baptism is burying the dead nature of sin, the dead person, so our sinful nature.
充满罪恶的身体呢，要死去。
How can you be buried when you are still alive?
那你还是活的时候，别人怎么埋你呢？
You need to die first.
你必须先死。
When we receive Christ,
当我们领受神,
we die to our sins.
我们就为我们的罪。
And when we die,
当我们死了,
we are buried.
我们被埋。
And we raise with Christ.
然后我们呢，以基督重生，像一个新造。
So the Holy Spirit comes and teach those people.
所以呢，圣灵就来亲自的教导他们。他们就过来说：“哦，牧师，哦，我现在了解了。”圣灵对我说话。
But I need to be baptized. I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is the teacher.
What we don't understand, the Holy Spirit comes and teach us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to have that teacher. Not just be taught by me or by Pastor Bino, or that let the Holy Spirit teach you all the truth.
Hallelujah.
I want to close to come to my conclusion.
那我就想来做一个结论.
A Christian life without the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣基督的, 不是, 基督徒的没有圣灵的生活呢?
It's like a bicycle without oil.
就像一个好像一个自行车没有油的自行车.
You don't have joy.
你没有喜乐.
No happiness.
没有幸福.
No peace.
没有平安.
No victory over sin.
没有就是能够胜过罪的.
You live like a no fun.
啊, 你就觉得好像活得很无趣。
You are led by your flesh.
那你就是靠着你的肉体。
So you need to ask for the Holy Spirit. It's your promise.
那所以呢, 这是你的应许, 你要求,
He has come on earth.
求圣灵。
Then this is the grace time, actually.
这就是要求圣灵。
This is what I want to finish with.
那我就是想, 来这样做结论。
We are living in a grace time.
我们现在活在末世。
Actually, it's a very good time for Christians.
其实是一个非常好的时候给基督徒。
The people who lived in the Old Testament
那在旧约里, 生的人呢?
Did not have the same grace that we have.
那没有同样给我们的恩典。
They were killed because of their sinful nature.
那他们犯罪的时候呢, 就会被杀。
When they sin,
当他们犯罪,
they were killed.
他们就会被杀。
Because it was a time of law. But when Jesus came,
当耶稣基督来了,
he came with the period of grace.
他来了是按了恩典而来,
with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is a very good time. 所以呢,
where the Holy Spirit
is poor everywhere. For the people who have open hearts.
只要你敞开你的心,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you following?
你听见我说的吗?
It's a good news for you.
其实这是一个好消息。
Actually, this time where the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in Jerusalem,
那当这些, 圣灵呢, 在耶路撒冷浇灌在这个门徒身上的时候,
was the first rain. Was the first rain.
Oh, 这是第一个向下的,
in our place, we have two kinds of rain.
那在我的地方呢, 有两种雨,
there is a first rain.
第一个, 第一次,
when they have planted the crops,
当他们刚刚种下去的时候,
the rain come,
那这个雨就来,
to help the crops to fix the roots.
那就帮助这些, 植物扎根,
that's the first rain.
那是初雨.
But when now the crops are almost mature to be harvested,
那当这个植物的长成了，也要准备收割的时候，
there is another rain which comes.
又会有另外一场雨。
The second rain.
第二次的雨。
Which mature the crops.
帮助这些植物呢，能够成熟。
And after that rain.
之后呢，这个雨之后。
The laborers came and harvest.
那这个工人呢来了，就把它收割。
Because the crops are mature.
因为这个庄稼成熟了。
Let me tell you.
我告诉你。
The first rain was when the Holy Spirit came upon us.
那这个初雨呢，就是圣灵首次浇灌在我们身上的时候。
Throughout the history of the church,
通过这个历史，圣经上的这个教会的历史，
the gospel almost disappeared. The gospel almost disappeared.
福音呢，基本上都消失了。
There was a lot of persecution.
因为有很多的那个
Islam raised up.
那个伊斯兰教呢兴起， 很多事情也出来。
You know, guys in China.
那你们在中国也知道。
I don't think you have easy way of preaching the gospel.
In China.
Many places.
还有很多地方,
but this last time.
但是在这个末世,
from the 20th century.
从这个20世纪开始,
the Holy Spirit has come again.
那圣灵呢再一次的来浇灌,
everywhere.
哪里, 每个地方都有,
there is a revival.
有一个复兴,
people praying.
人们开始祷告,
people being filled with the Holy Spirit.
人家就被圣灵来充满。
The problem is this Western one countries.
那但这个问题就是在这个西方的社会呢,
people are dry.
People, 人呢就很干,
they are like dry bones.
他们就好像一个枯骨。
But in Africa,
但是在非洲,
in other parts of the world,
在别的地方呢,
there is a big revival.
有很多很多的复兴。
The Holy Spirit is poor, people are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就来浇灌,
even here it will come.
那甚至在这里,
because this is the last rain coming.
因为呢, 这就是最后那场雨要降。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this rain comes with a purpose.
Very soon.
很快,
the harvest will be reaped. God wants to come and take his church to heaven. But he has to mature his people.
但是第一呢,
he has to send the Holy Spirit to help people mature spiritually, to raise these dry bones. There is a revival coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a time of the Holy Spirit.
So,
take advantage
of
it. Open your heart. It's for you. Receive the power of God. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because it is a good time. You know, sometimes, good times come. And people don't have eyes to see it.
可是人呢却没有眼睛能看到。
And it's unfortunate.
这是很可惜的。
Because
因为呢,
one day Jesus said to Jerusalem,
那有一天呢, 耶稣对耶路撒冷说,
he wept.
他哭了。
He said, Jerusalem,
他说,
耶路撒冷啊,
Jerusalem, 耶路撒冷啊,
if you knew the peace of God,
如果你知道神的这个恩慈,
you didn't see the time you were visited.
你并没有看到你被造的,
so God visited Jerusalem.
神呢已经光临了这个耶路撒冷。
He sent Jesus Christ.
他把耶稣差派。
But they took him, they said, no.
可是他们说, 我们不要。
You are a liar.
你是一个撒谎的。
You are not the son of God.
你不是神的儿子。
But came to revive them, to give them life.
他起来了，让他给他们新的生。
生活，可是他们却，神也有同样的，神也给我们来使我们重新的复兴，来使枯骨复活，给我们这个丰盛的生命。
可是我们人呢，却转身而说：“哦，我不要，我们不要。”啊，我不需要这个。
God is weeping in his heart.
那神呢，就在心里边在哭泣。
Because people are rejecting the grace of God.
因为人呢，就是拒绝了神的恩典。但是你和我。
Let's open our hearts.
让我们打开我们的心。
Let's say God.
让我们说神啊。
Here I am.
我在这里。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
这充满我。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand up.
哎，我们站起来。
If you want to pray,
我们祷告,
this was the message that I have for you.
今天就是我想跟你们讲的信息。
The Holy Spirit is for you.
圣灵是为你们的。
It's the promise for you.
是你的祝福。
You need to have the Holy Spirit.
你必须要有这个圣灵。
Just open your heart.
打开你的心。
That's it.
就只是这样而已。
Repent of your sins.
为你的罪来悔改。
Say, God, I'm ready now.
跟神说我已经准备好了。
I'm waiting for your promise to come on me.
我在等候你的应许临到我的身上，神啊，神就会浇灌你，浇灌你，他也会使你成为，使你成为他的见证人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢神，感谢耶稣。
There's none like you, Jesus Christ.
无人能像你。
We thank you for coming on earth for us, and thank you for your death on the cross of God.
谢谢你为我们在十字架上。
Now we are in good times, O God.
现在是一个好的时候。
Hallelujah. We are waiting for your promise, O God.
我们在等候你的应许。
We need your revival. We need your Holy Spirit to lead us. Every time, O God, make this for your disciples and your witnesses to testify about your name. We thank you, Lord. We welcome you. Come, O Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need an advocate in our trials, O God. We need an intercessor for us because we don't know how to pray rightly, O God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit to come. We need you, Lord. Come upon your children. Come, O Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.